If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from David Trainer. He's founder and president at New Constructs, and he's developed a firm that does research like nobody else. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way back up. They're looking to see where the numbers are misleading, where the skin deep perspective is not the true picture of a company. Now, if something is misleading and that makes it really working in your favor, that would make something attractive. If, on the other hand, it is misleading and it's not as good as it seems skin deep, then it's dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Sweet Green.
Danger, danger.
Sweet Green. It is ticker symbol SG. It is back in the danger zone. And I have to say, David, it's hard for me to not laugh just thinking about the first time you talked about it, because functionally, you came on and said, you know, whose idea is this to make a business of overpriced salads? This doesn't work. And then you proceeded to tell us why it didn't work. So why isn't it working now except as a danger zone pick?
Well, it's been working pretty well as a business and as a stock in particular. This is probably our worst danger zone pick in 2024 because it's up so much over the S&P 500. But our thesis remains unchanged, Chuck. This has become a bit of a meme stock. They continue not to make any money. They have seen some decent top-line revenue growth, but they're doing, you know, they're doing the meme stock thing. They're doing the same sort of trashy IPO thing that a lot of the bad IPOs we pointed out at the time we first identified Sweetgreen are doing. And that's touting this adjusted EBITDA number that's unrelated to profits going up while accounting earnings and economic earnings are headed down.
In terms of what has been driving the recovery of the stock, because it spent a long time, you know, trading under $10 a share or around $10 a share, and now it's back in the low 30s. In terms of what's driving the stock, is there anything there that is numbers that are actually improved? Like, is there anything you look at and go, I'll give you credit for this?
Yeah, we'll give them credit for revenue growth. We'll give them a credit for a better GAAP earnings number and a better economic earnings number, but they're still substantially negative. And when you compare that to what the valuation implies the company will do, that's where you get sort of what we believe to be an unreasonable gap between where the company is, where the market expects it to go, and given the competitive landscape, we just think it's a wildly unrealistic valuation.
Well, let's talk about what the valuation implies, because if I'm not mistaken, you would have thought this was a bad value back when it was trading around 10 bucks a share, and now it's at 30 plus.
That's exactly right. When we look at the expectations baked into 32 bucks a share, that means the company would have to improve its after-tax profit margin to 17% from currently negative 11, and then grow revenue by 26% compounded annually for the next decade. So that's quite a combination, right? We're gonna grow four times as fast as the industry for a decade, while also raising our margins from a terribly negative number to one of the best profit margins in the business. I mean, it's up there with Texas Roadhouse, behind only Yum Brands, really, which is a lot of businesses, but some, you know, really, I think, cheap, high margin food. But anyway, you get the point. This would be a miraculous turnaround in profitability while also growing at a miraculously high rate for a long period of time.
I want to point out that you said that this was one of your worst shorts when it came to 2024, because of course the stock was doing well, but this stock came into the danger zone in November of 2021, which was, I believe, the month that it was IPOing. Like, you put it in the danger zone out of the box, and it IPO'd at about 50. So even with the recovery that it has had, if you said, oh, well, look, it's got the, yep, but you suffered a lot if you bought this initially. And oh, by the way, didn't you guys make this a zombie stock as well? Is it still, or has the rally taken it out of the zombie stock?
Still a zombie stock. Good catch, Chuck. And thank you for pointing out that this has overall been a good danger zone pick. We're really talking about 2024, but you're right. No, it's still a zombie stock. Still been a great call for investors over time. But it's one of those stocks, and we've kind of been highlighting some of these, I think, in the Daniels in the last few weeks where, you know, at the end of 2024, during 2024, some of these danger zone stocks had some great runs and we're really scratching our head and really warning people about it. But yes, it's still a danger zone stock. And I think your next question is going to be, how long is the cash flow runway?
It's that followed by what's a valuation, or since it's had this big run up, how big is your potential loss on this one?
Yeah, so we've showed that they've got about 17 months of cash on hand to sustain their current burn without having to raise additional capital. That's within the typical zombie stock timeframe, which is 24 months, so 17 months. And then we did a scenario here that assumed that instead of raising margins from negative 11 to positive 17, they get to 10% margin. And then they grow revenue by consensus estimates for the next 3 years, because that's about as far out as you're going to get consensus estimates anyway. And then after that, they grow at the industry growth rate, 7%, through 2033. They do those things, Chuck. Improve the margin from negative 11 to positive 10%. That's where Denny's is, by the way. And then grow revenues basically at consensus estimates and then at the industry growth rate. The stock's worth a dollar.
So that's a 98.99%, 98.5%, I want to say, haircut. Yeah, tough to sink your teeth into that one for sure. And that's why Sweet Green is back in the danger zone, maybe more dangerous now because it had this big rally. David, great stuff as always. Like it when you give us something to chew on, though salad, not that chewy.
Thank you, Chuck. It's great to be with you. And love it when we think alike on this stuff.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information to find their most attractive and most dangerous stocks list and more. And we will be back with more of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. John Dorfman, chairman of Dorfman Value Investments, makes his debut on the show. How did I wait so long to make this one happen? You'll find out why I say that when you come back in just a moment.